Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. A colonel, a major and two jawans of the Indian Army along with a sub-inspector of Jammu and Kashmir police were killed in an encounter in North Kashmir's Handwara on Sunday, in which two terrorists were also killed. Based on the intelligence input that terrorists were taking the civilians living in a house in Changi Mulla in Handwara of Kupwara district hostage, a joint operation was launched by the Army and J&K police. A team comprising five Army and J&K police personnel entered the target area occupied by the terrorists to evacuate the civilians. The team of Army and J&K police entered the area and successfully extricated the civilians, an official statement of the Army said. However, during the process, the team was subjected to heavy volume of fire by the terrorists. In the ensuing firefight, two terrorists were eliminated and the team of five Army and J&K personnel comprising two Army officers, two Army soldiers and one J&K police sub-inspector attained martyrdom, the official statement added. Colonel Ashutosh Sharma, the commanding officer of the 21 Rashtriya Rifles unit, who lost his life in Handwara, was decorated twice for gallantry in counter-terrorist operations. The five personnel had gone missing during the op on Saturday. Security forces launched a cordon and search operation in Changi Mulla area of Handwara in the North Kashmir's Kupwara district on Friday following inputs about the presence of militants there, a police official said. He said the security forces maintained a tight cordon and conducted searches in the area. However, contact with militants was established on Saturday evening and an encounter ensued, the official said. Condoling the death of the security personnel, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said on Sunday that their valour and sacrifice will never be forgotten. Tributes to our courageous soldiers and security personnel martyred in Handwara. Their valour and sacrifice will never be forgotten. They served the nation with utmost dedication and worked tirelessly to protect our citizens. Condolences to their families and friends, Modi said in a tweet. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also condoled the deaths on Twitter. The loss of our soldiers and security personnel in Handwara, J&K is deeply disturbing and painful. They showed exemplary courage in their fight against the terrorists and made supreme sacrifice while serving the country. We will never forget their bravery and sacrifice, he wrote. Former J&K Chief Minister Omar Abdullah also paid tribute to the fallen soldiers. And Delhi Minorities Commission Chairman Zafarul Islam Khan, who was booked by the Delhi police under sedition charges for a controversial social media post, on Sunday asserted that he will continue his fight against hate politics without being deterred by arrest or jail. He also said that it was erroneously reported by a section of the media that he had deleted his tweet in question, saying he stood by its content. I will continue now and in future the fight against hate politics in the country. FIRs, arrests and imprisonments do not change this path which I have chosen for myself consciously years ago to save my country, my people, the Indian secular polity and the constitution, Khan said in a Facebook post on Sunday. An FIR was registered against Khan on April 30 under Section 124A sedition and 153A promoting enmity between different groups on grounds of religion, race, place of birth, after police received a complaint by a resident of Vasant Kunj. In the FIR, the complainant alleged that Khan's post was provocative, deliberate and seditious and intended to cause disharmony and create a rift in the society, police said, adding that the case is being investigated by the cyber cell. The controversy erupted after Khan thanked Kuwait in a tweet on last Tuesday for taking note of the persecution of Indian Muslims and shared a Facebook post which led the BJP to slam him and demanded his removal from the post of the Delhi Minorities Commission chairman. Khan, who attended an apology for his post, said he did not do so because of its content, but because it was ill-timed and insensitive in the midst of a medical emergency faced by the country. An adult male tiger that had strayed into a cane field in Lalpur from Pilibhit Tiger Reserve died on Sunday evening while it was getting treated for puncture wounds and maggots. It was tranquilized for the treatment. A detailed post-mortem will be conducted at the Indian Veterinary Research Institute, Bareilly, today, officials said. On Sunday afternoon, the Forest Department received calls that a tiger was spotted in a cleared cane field in Lalpur. The same tiger had on Friday injured two villagers as it ventured out of the Mala range of the Pilibhit Tiger Reserve. After they reached the spot, the Forest Department officials noticed injuries on the tiger's neck and right flank. Based on this, the chief wildlife warden gave speaking order to tranquilize the tiger to treat it. A team of UP Forest Department and two veterinarians of the Animal Husbandry Department tranquilized the tiger in the evening around 5:15 p.m., H. Rajamohan, the field director of Pilibhit Reserve, said. A veterinarian of the Wildlife Trust of India who provides additional support during such circumstances was also present. The animal husbandry veterinarians darted the tiger when it was in a shallow pool of water. According to sources aware of preliminary assessment, the tiger had yellow canines indicating it was nearing the end of its prime years. It had three puncture wounds on the flank and shoulder and around 2 centimeters deep with maggots. Lalit Verma, the chief conservator of forest Rohilkhand zone, said the tiger was sighted by villagers just 200 to 300 meters away from the spot where it nearly attacked a forest department team on Friday afternoon. It was noticed using a camera that the tiger had injuries on its neck and there was a possible pus growth that needed treatment. The wounds could be due to a fight with another tiger or any other natural cause. It was tranquilized and it died during the course of treatment, said Verma. Pilibhit Tiger Reserve and the villages around it have often seen conflict between tigers and humans. Often, tigers from the reserve take refuge in the vast sugarcane fields surrounding it. Last year, angry villagers bludgeoned an adult tigress to death after it had attacked residents of Mataina village. In the same Terai region, another tigress was killed under a tractor near Dudhwa Tiger Reserve in November 2018. North and South Korean troops exchanged fire along their tense border on Sunday, the South's military said, the first such incident since the rivals took unprecedented steps to lower frontline animosities in late 2018. Violent confrontations have occasionally occurred along the border, the world's most heavily fortified. While Sunday's incident is a reminder of persistent tensions, it didn't cause any known casualties on either side and is unlikely to escalate, observers said. The Joint Chiefs of Staff in Seoul said in a statement that North Korean troops fired several bullets at a South Korean guard post inside the border zone. South Korea responded with a total of 20 rounds of warning shots on two occasions before issuing a warning broadcast, it said. South Korea suffered no casualties, the military said. Defense officials said it is also unlikely that North Korea had any casualties since the South Korean warning shots were fired at uninhabited North Korean territory. And a television series aired by a Saudi broadcaster during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan has sparked controversy by offering a positive depiction of a Jewish community in the Gulf at the time of Israel's creation. Critics say it and another series aired on the network promote normalization with Israel, even as the Palestinian cause is under threat by President Donald Trump's Mideast plan, which heavily favors Israel and would allow it to annex large parts of the occupied West Bank. Relations between Israel and Arab Gulf states have quietly improved in recent years as they have come to see Iran as a shared threat and as Arab leaders have sought to curry favor with the Trump administration. Most TV shows in the Arab world are made by private companies, but producers must heed red lines set by the region's autocratic rulers. Harun, Arabic for the mother of Aaron, is set in an unnamed Gulf country in 1948. When Israel declared its independence and fought a war with Arab states. At that time, Jewish communities, some with ancient roots, could be found across the Arab world. The series is being aired during Ramadan when viewership soars after Muslims break the day-long fast, even more so this year when many people are stuck at home. The show portrays Jews and Muslims living together in peace and even features a romance between a Jewish woman and a Muslim man. Relations deteriorate after the creation of Israel when some Jews rally to the Zionist cause and Muslims side with the hundreds of thousands of Palestinians who fled or were expelled from their homes in 1948. In the years after the creation of Israel, Jews across the Middle East faced heightened persecution and hundreds of thousands emigrated to the new state. Once thriving Jewish communities dwindled to only a handful of elderly holdouts or disappeared altogether. Another Saudi-made series, Exit 7, has also struck a nerve. A clip shared widely on social media features a debate between two main characters in which one defends the Palestinian cause, while the other says he would be happy to do business in Israel. He accuses the Palestinians of being ungrateful for Saudi support and says they would attack the kingdom if they could. The shows have prompted online calls for a boycott of MBC, the private Saudi-owned satellite channel airing them. The Cairo-based Union of Arab Television Producers said they should be cancelled, calling them cheap works meant to brainwash the Arab people. The makers of Harun insist they have no political agenda. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.